Reviving the back catalog. That is the topic for today. I'm Mark from onpodium.com. This is a podcast about podcasting. Let's go. Welcome to episode 35. I want to ask you a question about your marketing strategy. When you log into Twitter or Instagram today to promote your show, which episode are you going to promote? Let me guess. You are going to promote the episode that came out this morning. Podcasters are obsessed with the new. We act like our podcasts are a daily newspaper. We spend hours researching, recording, and editing a masterpiece. We promote it heavily for exactly 3 days. And then, when the next week rolls around, we completely forget it exists. It gets pushed down to the bottom of the RSS feed, where it gathers dust and dies. This is a massive waste of your most valuable assets. Unless you are running a podcast about daily politics or sports scores, your content is likely evergreen. That means an episode you recorded 6 months ago about how to overcome imposter syndrome is just as relevant to a new listener today as it was the day you uploaded it. You need to stop ignoring your back catalog. You need to put those episodes to work. The best way to do this is a technique called internal linking. This is a strategy used by professional bloggers. When you read an article on a website, they constantly hyperlink to older articles they have written. You must do this in audio. When you are scripting your new episode, I want you to actively look for a reason to reference an old episode. Let's say you are recording an episode about marketing. You say, "You need a good website to convert these leads. I am not going to cover website design today because we actually did an entire deep dive on that back in episode 21. If you haven't heard that one yet, I put the direct link in today's show notes." Boom. You just solved a problem, you proved your authority, and you almost guaranteed that the listener is going to go back and download an episode from last year. You are creating a web of content. When a listener gets caught in that web, they binge your show. You also need to apply this to your social media. Your followers on Instagram do not care if an episode is brand new. They only care if the episode is helpful. Instead of posting, "Hey guys, go listen to my new episode," you should post, "Are you struggling with X? Here is a 5-minute clip on how to fix it." And then you link to an episode you recorded 8 months ago. Nobody will know it is old. They will just know it is good. Your back catalog is a gold mine. Stop acting like your older episodes are expired milk. Treat them like chapters in a book and keep pointing people to the best pages. That is all for today. Come back tomorrow to hear about podcast networking and how to cross-promote with other shows without being annoying. I'm Mark, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Until then, keep podcasting.